Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Take advantage of the opportunity to figure out what's going on in the world from our perspective, and that combined with your perspective. You can share your thoughts with us on the social media pages, Twitter, at DJV Show. Just follow, find DJV. That's all you have to do. Find DJV and you'll find us. That's the deal on the DJV program. D for Doug, that's me, Doug Steffen. Jennifer Horn is here, the two J's, Jennifer and Jay Kirshner. Victoria is off this week, recuperating from a little procedure, back next week. So here we are, where I have, you all have, did you dream last night, either of the two of you? Are you dreamers, Jay?
Normally I am, but yes, last night I did not have any dreams.
No dreams. Okay, what about you?
I remember my dream. It's weird because normally I don't remember my dreams, but it must have been one that the alarm roused me from. And I was with some old friends of mine, and we were walking in a lot of sand to try to get to some kind of vacation we were going on.
And where was it, do you know?
I can't remember. Mm-mm.
I love the sand.
But we were going, and there was, like, weird stuff. There was, like, stuff in the sand. So this is obviously a correlation to my life. The quicksand and the weird stuff that was blocking me. No, it was just a lot of sand, and there was, like, weird stuff, like junk. Somebody had spilled. I was like, oh, my gosh, is that blood? And then I realized it was spaghetti. I mean, just weird stuff.
Great.
But, yeah. I know. Well, read into that. Speaking
of reading, when you go to bed, read some. Reach for something that's really good, helpful, something that will bridge the end of the day to the beginning of the next day, things that you want to have happen. I find this to be very helpful for me.
My problem is I watched Debris before I went to bed, well, so that's probably why I was all whacked out.
That could be. Yeah, well, listen, we'll have to check with Mr. Tucker about that. Speaking of misters, anybody got an update on the Derek Chauvin trial? The Knee Meister. What are the jurors being asked? And
there's something weird going on in the procedures. So on Monday, the official charges right now are second degree murder and manslaughter. So there are two charges. Apparently, there was murder in the third degree that was also being considered. And so the judge wanted to move along on Monday. The judge that is going to be presiding over the case wanted to move along with jury selection. But there was an argument, and I kind of get it. I can't remember if it's from the defense or from the prosecutors. They said, why would we pick our jury when we don't even know exactly what the charges are? Like, how could we still be waiting for what that next charge is going to be? And so the judge held off on jury selection on Monday and then finally came back in the evening on Monday and said, you know what, unless a court stops us, because there had been an injunction in a higher court, he said, unless a higher court stops us, we're going to continue on with jury selection. So that's what they did on Tuesday, is starting the process of jury selection, and they were able to seat a few jurors so far, I think, up until this point.
Right. All right.
How do you find that? I mean, this is a tough case.
Yeah.
Because people have the feels about it.
Exactly.
Where you are, people know about it and have some sort of idea as to what happened or what went wrong. And I don't know how you find an untainted jury pool, but
all right. So I'm going to ask you both a question in terms of this is sort of editorializing on the air. We all have choices about what we talk about, and sometimes you were following your ideas, and sometimes you're following my ideas. I'm trying to figure out whether I really even want to talk about the story about these officers who apparently danced at some Black Lives Matter rally, and then they were involved in storming the Capitol. And I don't understand. They were dancing the electric slide, these three police officers, in the grass next to a farmer's market, and then the next thing you know, they're involved. And why are they even as police officers? They shouldn't be involved in either one of those things, it seems to me.
I don't understand the correlation. If they were at the Black Lives Matter rally to be there for security or for whatever reason, and they started dancing, to me that doesn't seem like they were doing anything wrong. There were a lot of instances of police officers trying to befriend the people who were out protesting.
Is that appropriate under the circumstances with them in the uniform?
I don't know. I mean, our mayor and our police chief, like, bowed down literally on, like...
That doesn't mean it's right if those guys do it.
Well, yeah. I know, but I'm saying people were trying to fit in with the Black Lives Matter ralliers all throughout the summer. So I don't know if that matters. Now, if these police officers were walking through the Capitol when they shouldn't have been, if they were part of a violent mob, I think that's something that we should be concerned with. I don't know why the link, other than to try to create some weird, salacious narrative. I don't know. I'm looking at the story.
Certainly the news media is capable of that.
Well, I mean, the story, at least that I'm reading right now, says that two police officers who once appeared to support Black Lives Matter activists in rural Virginia have now been revealed to be one of the people who stormed the U.S. Capitol on January 6th. So,
right, that's what I'm saying.
Who cares? They're trying to say that people who stormed the Capitol and everybody that was there are a bunch of racists. It may have had nothing to do with race. This is race baiting. These are people who are trying to make assumptions about the people that were there.
So let's take it one step further. This guy, Jacob Chansley, who is supposed to be the guy that is Mr. QAnon.
The guy with the horns.
Right.
He's not Q. He's not believed to be the Q guy behind QAnon. But he's someone who likes to go to rallies. He's been seen at rallies for everything. And he calls himself the Q shaman. And he's the one that's still in jail today. He's the one that everybody saw with the horns and the Viking outfit and the whole nine.
So the documents that have been presented in court to the judge, the argument is that his statements holding former President Trump accountable for his illegal entry to the Capitol building showed that he was unremorseful about his actions. He blames Trump. Well, a lot of people have been blaming Trump. Whether that's, you know, that's yet to be...
Well, I think he knows that's where his political bread is buttered. He knows that if he says that Trump made him do it, that's going to make it
Trump made nobody do it. Trump may have incited people to do it, but he didn't hold a gun to anybody's head and say, you do this if you're dumb enough to get involved in this sort of thing. That's on you. That's not on Trump. Even though, you know, Trump's been accused of a lot of things and he could have done better and he might have kept people away.
He never told anybody at any time to go storm into the Capitol building.
Yeah,
Find me where he said it, and maybe this guy would have a defense.
Anyway, so this guy is getting he's getting his just desserts. Now, in the bigger picture...
He's also the guy whose mother made him get... was trying to get them to give him organic food because her baby couldn't handle the organic food.
Okay. Good to know. I didn't know that. The defense secretary has approved an extension of the National Guard deployment in the Capitol for 2 more months because they say possible threats of violence remain. What are they? Isn't that what somebody said the other day when Trump was going to be inaugurated? I didn't see anything. There wasn't a peep out of anybody, was there?
I know this doesn't matter when we play the what-if game, but think about if Trump's in the White House. Yeah. And think about what the media would say if there was a chain link fence around a Republican-run Congress and a National Guard being deployed for months around the United States Capitol. What would they say? They would say it's tyrannical. They would say that the dictator needs his army. They would say all sorts of things. And yet people are saying, oh, we need it there for violence. This is what is so insulting to me is take down the dang fence. Take away the National Guard. It should be doing something more important than what they're doing right now, sleeping in parking lots, getting fed like shards of metal, according to the Michigan National Guards. Let them go home. And let's hold the Capitol Police accountable, the Metro Police in Washington, D.C., and the FBI, who also has some account in this. What went wrong? Figure it out. Fix it. There's no reason the U.S. Capitol should be a soft target, but pull down all the dramatics, because all they're trying to do is tamp down people from being Trump supporters or Republicans or trying to scare people out of their opinions. And I don't know. I just think it's a bad look.
Not a good look, to be sure. Anyway, so they're going to keep 2,300 guard troops in the Capitol for another couple of weeks. There are 5,100 troops in Washington at the moment. What do people who come from outside who look and see all these troops around? They think they're in Russia or...
Well, that's
what some places.
If Trump did it, that's exactly what they would be saying. But I guess we get a pass.
But is there a danger, really, at this point? Is there really a danger?
No.
I don't see that there's a...
I got to be honest with you. You know this. From the very beginning, I do not support those people who went into the Capitol. I think they broke the law. I think they were wrong. I think they need to be prosecuted. That being said, when you start to reveal, and this is not some right-wing conspiracy, the director, or the number two at the FBI, was questioned this week and asked how many weapons were recovered from the scene. They didn't walk in there with one weapon. No weapons were found. They walked in with motorcycle helmets and mace. That's a pretty pathetic insurrection, if that's what we're going to call it. The only shots that were fired were the shots from the Capitol Police killing that woman who came through the window. Now, again, are these people bad? Should they have not stormed into the Capitol? Absolutely. Should they be put in jail? Yes, they should. But to try to build this up to more than it is just...
All right, let's take one more page. Let's visit one more page here. The Justice Department has unsealed charges against Joshua James, a guy from Alabama, who accused in an affidavit of being a member of the Oath Keepers. So what's the relationship of the Oath Keepers to QAnon, or any of these others? How many different groups are there?
So here's the thing, and this is all honesty. I know Victoria always laughs and goes, how could you not? I had no idea who the Oath Keepers were. I had no idea who the Proud Boys were. I had no idea what these groups were until they were brought up in that debate with Trump and Biden. And they said, denounce these people. And I was like, who are they talking about? These are fringy groups. I don't know how many people belong to them. I don't think that they have any relation to Q, because here's the thing about Q. There are a lot of internet theories that are spinning off of what the QAnon people believe. But if you look at the account, which is on the dark web, from the person who is Q, who's believed to be a member of the government, who is talking about the swamp, which I think if you look at the surface of it, many people believe in some of the stuff Q said about there being a whole second class of people working behind the scenes instead of the political figures that we're looking at, like Trump and Pelosi. There's a whole swamp network of things. And I think that sounds realistic. I don't know if I buy into it, but I'm sure there's some of that going on. Q has not posted since December. Q has not posted anything about insurrection. I don't even think I don't even know what his last post was, but it was, I don't even think it was about the election. So everything that is being spun right now and blamed on Q are people who are taking internet videos and spinning themselves up, and these groups who are trying to perpetrate it to get chaos out of it. So anybody who says that Q said storm the Capitol and the insurrection and the inauguration of Trump in March, according to what I've heard, and I just talked to somebody like 3 days ago that said the last post on Q was in December.
So, all right. There it is. Food for thought, ladies and gents. It's 18 past the hour on the DJV show.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Have you wanted to speak a new language but thought it would be too difficult? Then try Babbel. Babbel starts by teaching you words and phrases that gradually get more complex. Soon, you're practicing short conversations. So in 15 minutes a day, you'll be speaking a new language in a few weeks. Babbel is built around real life. It teaches you practical conversations that you will actually use. Babbel, language for life. Celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free. Just go to Babbel.com today. That's Babbel.com.
What can help you take advantage of today's low mortgage rates and save money? Rocket can. You could save hundreds of dollars every month by refinancing with Rocket Mortgage at today's near historic low rates. If your current rate is over 4%, with today's low rates, you could lower your payment by over $150 a month, saving thousands in interest every year. With a cash out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, you could consolidate and pay off high interest debt, tackle home improvements that could add value to your home, or even set aside cash for your child's future education. We've already helped over 1 million clients just like you reach their home financing goals this year alone. So remember this. What can give you the technology to refinance easily and save money? Rocket can. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Savings based on quick loans, internal bank, points and fees may apply. Call for cost information and conditions. Keep housing under license and all 50 states. Number 33.
Power grid failures and natural disasters. They happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
It's 23 after the hour now, the DJV program, with a focus on trending stories and some of your responses on social media. Jay Kirshner is here. We've been over, under, sideways, down on the business with regard to Harry and Meghan, the Oprah interview, Piers Morgan, the chicken blanging. I was about to say something I can't say on the air.
What?
All right, so John Oliver, who's another piece of dirt, there's a video of him warning Meghan about royalty during a chat with another piece of dirt, Stephen Colbert. They're all together here. The prediction was emotional complications would arise. So what kind of what kind of place is that taking in all this huzzerai, Jay?
Yeah, this video is from 2018 when John Oliver joined Stephen Colbert on The Late Show, and it's I mean, he is talking about, I would not blame her if she pulled out of this at the last minute. He's quoted as saying, I don't think you need to have just seen the pilot episode of The Crown to get a basic sense of what she might be marrying into. He also says that this is he calls the royal family an emotionally stunted group of fundamentally flawed people doing a very silly pseudo job. So this video from 3 years ago is resurfacing where he is basically warning her, like, run.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think it's clear that she loves him and he loves her. And does love conquer all, though? That's the question. Are these people going to stay together for the rest of their lives? Is it now, have they got peace in the valley, and are they going to be okay? Or do you think that this continues to erupt and even though they're over here, are they going to be continually harassed and harangued, or they just give the middle finger to the British press and move on?
I mean, I hope they stay together. I really like them together, and they seem very much like a united front, that they care about their family. They, you know, they truly love each other. There is a respect there. And
right.
I feel like, I mean, they probably will hide out in America for a while because they don't have the British press up their butts.
Right. All right. Speaking of press up the butts, this business of Dr. Seuss's books, that's something else that seems to be trending. And good for the people publishing the books. They're apparently selling out like hotcakes, right?
Yeah. Yes, people who already own them are selling them online. I mean, eBay pulled the plug and delisted the banned books, but there were collections of all six books going for upwards of $5,000. So the people who already owned these books are selling them, and they are making some coin.
Well,
where are they selling them? Because eBay did pull them down. I noticed that. Did they put them back up again?
No, eBay has them still delisted, but you know they can.
Why is eBay delisting?
Anywhere.
Who the
it's
hell are
be
they?
Like the new dark web thing.
Wait a minute. Why does eBay have terrible. The starch to you know, if you're selling Mein Kampf, maybe you pull that down. But because some people don't like Dr. Seuss, now eBay is becoming a cancel culturist.
And it's not all of his books. Yeah. It's only the six books in question. I mean, even the original books, like the books being pulled, it was from Dr. Seuss's family that were making the call, too, of like they don't want his name tied to these because there are some really harmful characterizations.
So how come it's taken so long to figure that out would be my question.
That is a good question. Why did it take so long? I think that's a valid question.
I think the other question is, why are some books okay with their racist imagery and Dr. Seuss is not? I mean, it should be all or nothing, and it's not.
Give me some ham and eggs. So what's this stuff with Kelly Clarkson and Blake? I actually have been watching the show a little bit here and there. It's not at the same time as American Idol. American Idol has had pretty good ratings so far this year. Hasn't the last few years, but they keep it going for a number of different reasons. So Kelly was on The Voice. She was on American Idol. That's where she got discovered, right?
Yeah, she was the OG American Idol, season one.
Right. So why is Blake taking shots at her? He says, you are on a failed TV show. Well, the show isn't failed.
They're just messing around. They were fighting with each other over getting one of the contestants. And Blake was trying to get the contestants to throw in Kelly under the bus, and then she was coming back with quips. It was all fun and games.
It is. Okay, I shouldn't worry about it. Good. All right, I'm okay now then. 28 past the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, nothing establishes a relationship faster than sharing confidences, either between humans or between humans and animals. And in their own way, pets can talk to you. They may whine at the back door when they want to go out. They may groan with pleasure after a meal or during a nap. They may become frantic and anxious when another animal comes into their yard. They can tell us in their own way when they're not feeling well physically or emotionally. It really is possible to tell what an animal is thinking. If you can just move aside your human ego for a few moments, you'll be able to read the messages in your dog or cat's eyes. And just because it never occurred to you to try to carry on a conversation with your schnauzer or your pointer doesn't mean it's too late. It's up to you to find the time for some silent communication. Take a 10-minute break every day for some silent talking to your pets. Did you find? Tell them, ask them about their day. Tell them about your day. It makes all the difference in the world. You know, realistically, the more time you spend talking with your pets, the bigger their vocabulary and the better relationship you'll have for a lot of years to come. I promise. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Did you know that MyPillow is about more than just a fantastic pillow? MyPillow has given the same attention that they've given to their pillows now to towels and sheets. The proprietary technology in each MyPillow towel makes them highly effective because they're absorbent, soft to the touch, no lotiony feel to them. Each Giza sheet also is made with the world's best cotton, making it ultra soft and breathable. The sateen weave gives them a luxurious finish and will have you sleeping like a dream. Every product is available in a variety of colors and sizes, machine washable, durable, comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Visit MyPillow.com, learn more about it. Right now, for all of the listeners to the DJV programs, all six-piece towel sets and Giza sheets are buy one, get one free. Just use the promo code DJV at checkout. That's MyPillow.com, code DJV for buy one, get one free on all six-piece towel sets and the Giza Dream Sheets.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A divided House voted 220 to 211 on Wednesday to approve the Senate's revised version of President Biden's $1.9 trillion coronavirus relief package, sending the bill to Biden's desk to be signed probably Friday. The bill approves $1,400 stimulus payments for individuals making up to $75,000 and couples making $150,000. It will also extend weekly $300 unemployment insurance until September 6th. The U.S. Senate on Wednesday voted to confirm Michael Reagan as the next administrator of the Environmental Protection Agency, or EPA. It will play a central role in Biden administration's climate change agenda. The vote in the Senate was 66 to 34 to confirm. 44-year-old Reagan was the head of North Carolina's environmental regulator. Mexico's lower house of Congress on Wednesday approved a bill that would decriminalize marijuana for those 18 and older. Backed by the administration of President Obrador, the Mexico Senate needs to now review and approve the bill. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Since his single car crash in Southern California last month, how is PGA champ Tiger Woods? Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau has more.
PGA star Rory McIlroy says he's been in touch with Tiger Woods and suggested the 15-time major champion might be able to return to his South Florida home in the near future. Woods, recovering after suffering serious leg injuries in a single car crash outside of Los Angeles in late February. He tells NBC's Today Show his first reaction to the accident and also what Woods told him.
Yeah, my first reaction was, you know, I mean, he's already been through so much with different injuries and surgeries and come back from so much to be at the pinnacle of our sport time after time. You know, my heart sunk just like every other player. We owe so much thanks to him for taking our sport to the next level and providing the opportunities that we have today. So I think first and foremost, it's, you know, can we recover as well as possible, get back home and out of the hospital and out of surgery. But it's not golf related. It's the human side of it. It's, you know, can he, you know, get recovered and back to his family and back to normal life.
Court documents based on a police affidavit show on the day of the crash, a man who lives nearby said he heard the crash and walked to the scene where he found the golf. He says he tried to speak to Mr. Woods but did not get a response. County Sheriff said it was purely an accident. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
What's trending? That's our deal here. The live DJV program with Jennifer Horn, Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen, Victoria Off this week. Having there's lots of stuff to get into, to get inside of. That's what I love about this. I was looking at things that stress people out. You know what stresses me out? Not knowing. You ever feel that way, ladies? Not knowing?
Of course. Yes. Fear of the unknown. Come on.
Yeah. Not knowing what's going on. All right. So, is this something to be celebrated? Alaska. Excuse me. Let me try that again. Alaska has become the first state to have vaccinations available to everyone. Starting today, those of you who listen, we have three stations up in Alaska. So you all are going to be, according to Mike Dunleavy, who's the governor, he posted on Twitter that this is a significant step in our efforts to put the virus behind us. I don't know that I've heard too much about Alaska. How much of a problem has it been up there? Did they have a big deal?
They had full closures or anything. There's a lot of space up in Alaska. People aren't all over
really?
Each other.
Shut up.
No, but my old boss lived up there, and he said it was, I think they had some cases, but I don't think it was a huge problem.
Mm-hmm. All right, so it is, but what do we think about, why don't we just do that everywhere? Why not just have the vaccines? Why is it an age thing, frankly?
Well, I think it's a numbers game. If you only have certain vaccines, you have to prioritize. It can't be a free-for-all. think about how much trouble you had just booking your appointment as a senior. So I think that would be compounded if everybody was trying to get one. And I think because older people are the most vulnerable, I think that's the way it should be. Forget people who are looking at demographics, or there are a lot of people who are saying, well, we can buy it, so because we can buy it, we should be able to get it. No, I think everybody should get a fair crack at it. And age seems to be the common way to figure out, no matter what your race or your gender, that it seems to impact people. So start with that.
I'm looking at the so-called expert's overview of performance. And apparently, according to this list of experts, quote-unquote, the vaccines have outperformed what the expectations were for them. The variants of concern, the fact that there are new variants, and that may impede the vaccine working wonderfully well for everybody. But there are folks who are studying this. There are studies like you wouldn't believe. The amount of grants that have been given to study this, that, and the other thing. There is, according to Dr. Jeremy Camille at Louisiana State University, there are going to be other variants. They'll emerge, and there are going to be pockets of outbreaks here and there around the country from now on. But, he says, that is not cause for alarm. The people who are fretting over all these strains are just creating unnecessary worry among the American people. I agree with that. Just get yourself vaccinated. It may be that the vaccines have been pretty effective in preventing hospitalizations and deaths. That's for sure. So you're going to get sick. All right. So how many people get the flu every year and get sick? We can't, you know, you can take a shot if you want, but most of the time, in my experience, it doesn't work. I've never had a flu shot and I've never had the flu. But I've seen my, I remember the reason I didn't is because I remember once when the flu vaccines first came out, my father got one. And he got unbelievably violently sick from taking this. I mean, that happens from time to time. There's nothing about this that's perfection. See, what the news media does is build up in us the thought that, okay, everybody needs to do this, and everybody's going to come out like that. That's nonsense. Everybody doesn't apply to anything, because it just isn't that we're going to all fit in. We're not going to all agree. We're not going to all get along. Well, we're not going to all get sick. We're not going to all get better. It just isn't an all in the game or nothing in the game. And I think it's nonsense for us to be overviewing this thing with, you know, this some kind of imperative. You know, this is, we have to get to this point in order for everything to be A-okay. Bull crap. Anyway, let's see here. 59,000 cases this past week in Alabama, Mississippi, Texas, Arizona, West Virginia, and Connecticut. I think we're seeing a lot of changes to restrictions, right? Isn't there, what's going on in, now where you are in Nashville, Jay, in terms of restrictions? Can everybody, I went to a Chinese restaurant last night, there's nobody there, but it was open for everybody. So what's going on down there with restaurants, bars? There's so much to do in Nashville.
Yeah, there's still a little bit of restrictions, but, I mean, just because the restrictions are in place doesn't really mean that a lot of those bars and honky-tonks are following them. Yeah, I mean, you still have packed-in people. And regarding the COVID vaccine, they open it up to 16 and up with certain health conditions.
In Tennessee, really?
In Tennessee, yeah. And doing it. I mean, Nashville, I don't know how every community in Tennessee is doing it, but Nashville is going by the honor system. So you just go online, fill out a form, state your age and whatever of the issues that you might have, obesity, diabetes, COPD, any of those things. Or if you are a caregiver, if you are pregnant, you live in a household with somebody who is pregnant, you're eligible for it, 16 and up.
Really? Huh. All right. The Boy Scout lawsuit situation. This is a tragedy. It really is. We started talking about this. I think we brought it back up last week because the lawsuits were beginning to be heard. There's a committee that represents the child sexual abuse survivors of the Boy Scouts. The Boy Scouts have gone bankrupt. They've agreed to an extension of the injunction, which would halt the lawsuits because the Boy Scouts don't quite know what they're going to do in terms of finding the money to pay off all these lawsuits. It's not like the Catholic Church. They have lots of land they can sell, and that's how they use, that's what they use to pay off all these lawsuits. Although the Boy Scouts, we have a Boy Scout Jamboree camp here in Framingham. It's 119 acres, and it's worth, over there, probably worth 14, 15 million bucks. And they're thinking about
selling it. Probably a drop in the bucket with all the boys.
Right. Yeah. Well, so, but what should be done here is the question. If you were the mother, either of the two of you, if you were the mother of somebody who had been, molested, taken advantage of by one of these, what would you want to see done?
I'd rip somebody's face off.
Yeah. I'd want to go after the person who did it.
Don't have to go to court for that.
Yeah. The Boy Scouts as a culture have had way too many good things come out of their group than bad.
Yes.
And so I would go after the individuals, as I think they should have been able to do with the Catholic priest. Somehow the Catholic priest skated on it. I mean, forget demonizing the Catholic Church. Go after the bad priest. Forget demonizing the Boy Scouts.
Go after the people that allowed it to happen. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Leveraging the Boy Scouts to prey on kids. I mean, that's what I would want as a parent, I think.
All right, we're going to China for a moment or two or three, okay? Hong Kong, you've seen all the protests going on there. Now there's a new wrinkle. The information this week that's leaking out of China focuses on how they are eliminating. It sounds to me like the Nazis going after the Jews, right? I mean, think about it. They've somehow or other obliterated 2 million Muslims that are in China. What have they done with them? They put them in camps. They're killing some of them, and they don't seem to be able to get out, or do they not want to get out? Why don't they just leave? They could go someplace, unless they can't. Why would the Chinese want them there? If they want to get rid of them, why wouldn't they just let them get out of the country? Find a way to get rid of them. But if you don't think the Chinese are the biggest racists in the world, excuse me, go ahead. What'd you say, Jen?
No, the Uyghurs are the Muslims that are being...
Yeah, the Uyghurs.
They're literally put in camps.
Yeah.
And this has been
concentration
going on in China.
Camps.
It makes it... No, and this is what they do to their prisoners, too, who dare practice a certain faith or maybe question the government. They get put into camps. I spoke to a woman who got out of a camp after a year. They do medical testing on these people. They do all sorts of crazy things that are in... Things that you wouldn't even imagine would fly or be accepted by culture. And people know about this. And so there's a lot of pressure on the Biden administration right now to call out China for their treatment. The Trump administration started to. Mike Pompeo, that was one of his big issues when he left office. He said, we have to do something about this group of people who are just, I mean, they're being killed. And sometimes that's the easy escape. So it's a problem. And I think Biden's going to have to address it, or at least the Secretary of State, Blinken's going to have to do it sooner rather than later. But they haven't said anything yet. And it's a problem. The world needs to come together on this. We should not be accepting of this, no matter who is.
Do we need to go after the Chinese and give them what for? What are we afraid of? These chicken crappers that run these companies, the countries, well, companies as well. But what do you think? Why, if we go after the Chinese the way we need to go after them, put them in their place? I was trying to figure this out. Help me, Jennifer, with this. There's a congressman named Vicente Gonzalez, who's from Texas, that has filed financial disclosure forms that show that he has holdings in the Bank of China worth more than $100,000. Why would an American put money in the state-run bank of the Chinese Communist Party? Huh?
Yeah. Why would they do that? I don't know. I think we would be appalled if we followed the money into some of our members of Congress. I think we talked about this. I know we did last year.
Well, there's different angles.
I was able to name on one hand the people who had spoken out against China in Congress. It was like a list of Dan Crenshaw, Marsha Blackburn, Ted Cruz. I mean, there was like five or six people who had spoken out against China, and that was it. It was crickets from everybody else after this virus. And how they can be quiet, it has to be money. You're not doing it for the good of your country or your constituents, so what's the good of your pocketbooks? And sometimes it's probably not even the money that's funded that's going into the pockets of the Congress people. But probably the people in their office, their chiefs of staff, are incredibly powerful in Washington, D.C. That's the real swamp.
Yeah.
The people who go from person to person to person.
Right.
And have a lot of influence.
Career managers.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, everybody talks about term limits, but you got to look at the people who are running the offices, because it's required when you're a freshman member of Congress coming in full of piss and vinegar. You have to be given one of these senior staffers so that you know what's going on.
This guy Gonzalez, I'm reading further into the report, he declared between $250,000 and $500,000 in interest in the Ever Bank. That's what they call it, the Ever Bank, which is the Bank of China. It's run by the Chinese Communist Party. Good God, what the hell are we doing? Seriously, every day, and people say, oh, wow, you talk too much about the Chinese. Really? Well, what would you rather have me talk about in concern in terms of what my concerns are? And why aren't you concerned about it? Excuse me, would be
the person
my
running against him said, you should be investing your money in an American bank, putting Americans first and American communities first.
And what was Gonzalez's response?
Why are you getting interest from, or, you know, why are you earning interest from him? I don't think he has responded yet. I'm just seeing her attacks on him. And the only place I found the story was the CBS website in Austin.
Yeah, there you go. Nobody else is going to, these big phonies and the big national, they're going to look at this because they're too much beholden to the Chinese money, advertising, buying advertising on all their networks and buying into Hollywood, buying advertisements in Time magazine. I told you they spend $4 million a week, right? In Time magazine, we had that conversation, I think, a week or so ago when I was going through the China four-page insert every week in Time magazine. They get paid $4 million a week by the Chinese government to put that crap in Time magazine. Good God. All right, 47 after the hour on the DJV program.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
Have you wanted to speak a new language, but thought it would be too difficult? Then try Babbel. Babbel starts by teaching you words and phrases that gradually get more complex. Soon, you're practicing short conversations. So in 15 minutes a day, you'll be speaking a new language in a few weeks. Babbel is built around real life. It teaches you practical conversations that you will actually use. Babbel, language for life. Celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free. Just go to Babbel.com today. That's Babbel.com.
Do you suffer from lower back pain, knee pain, foot pain, plantar fasciitis, arthritis, fallen arches, or neuropathy? Do you? If yes, just stop and write this magic word, G-Defy. G-D-E-F-Y. What is G-Defy? G-Defy is the footwear designed by Gravity Defier Medical Technology with the worldwide patented VersoShock sole. Their shoes are clinically proven to relieve pain by a double-blind clinical study conducted by Olive View UCLA Medical Center. You can try a pair free for 30 days with free corrective fit orthotic inserts. If you're not satisfied, just return the shoes for a full refund and keep the orthotics as a gift. Put an end to suffering. Save $20 and get free shipping from Gravity Defier when you go to gdefy.com/radio and use code radio. That's gdefy.com/radio. Code radio. You have nothing to lose but your pain.
All right, let's talk about what's in the DJV download, shall we? The crew discussing how to become happy and stay happy in this podcast. We agree happiness comes mostly from relationships with other people. So that's kind of cool. Also, we talk about the stimulus package, what's going on, who's getting it. Jennifer talks about some of the kinks in the package. Jennifer likes to talk about kinky stuff. I know that for sure.
That's my
Check game. Out her kinky stuff at djvdownload.com or wherever you get your podcasts. 10 before the hour.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the EV stocks boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot EV sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Here's just one example of what you can get with the information delivery system from Metals Industry Report. The electronic vehicles market could see a compounded annual growth rate of around 21.1% through 2026, turning into a multi-trillion dollar industry. Text tech to 48542 for more info on the EV market and to set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with your free subscription to the Metals Industry Report. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word tech to 48542. Text now to get your free subscription from Metals Industry Report. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Text the word tech to 48542. Text tech to 48542.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Three past the hour now on the DJV program. Time for our weekly visit from the president of the Animal Lovers of America group. Dr. Warren Eckstein is here from the Pet Show. ThePetShow.com is where you can find out more info on where the stations are. Find out about Hugs and Kisses, which is Warren's proprietary blend of vitamins and minerals for your cat, your dog. Everybody should be giving this to their dogs or their cats. Speaking about cats, Warren, apparently the quarantine has caused a problem with cats. I guess not just cats, but I'm looking at the average weight increase for the average cat is 4 pounds in the last year, since this started a year ago this week. The average cat, what does the average cat weigh? I don't even know.
10 pounds. The average cat's about 10 pounds. But remember this, if the average cat is 10 pounds and you have a cat that's the average size and it gains 4 pounds, that's almost 50% of his weight.
Right. So how much heart attack stuff? Do these animals have heart attacks like Americans, like people do? It affects
every part of their system, no different than it affects people. Being obese, you know, diabetes, arthritis, it affects it. So it's so important to make sure that your pet is a good, healthy weight. Now, remember, there are certain breeds that may look heavier that are really not heavy, and there are certain breeds like the Saluki, for example. Have you ever seen a Saluki?
No, I don't know what a Saluki is.
Oh, it's an Egyptian breed of dog, but if you looked at it and you didn't know the breed, you would think they were emaciated because that's the way they are. But in terms of obesity, that's one of the biggest problems. I would say of all the problems veterinarians run across nowadays, 50% of pets are in some way obese. I'm very careful with my dogs. I weigh them every couple of weeks. I give them the amount of food. Yeah, they get a lot of treats as well, but I make sure that they're not gaining weight because of hips and joints and other problems as well.
Yeah. Daisy's been up and down. She's a little heavier than Charlotte was, but because she's muscular in the front, because she didn't, you know, she needed her front legs to move around because she couldn't walk, and so she's a little thicker there, And but I try to, you know, it's hard. You look at their eyes, please give me some more to eat.
But the hardest part is it's kind of like when you live with the dog or you live with the cat and you see them every single day. You don't realize.
You don't see it.
Exactly. Right. You don't realize they're putting on their weight.
Uh-uh.
That's why every couple of days I'll get on the scale, weigh myself, pick up one of the dogs, weigh them with me, and then I can subtract and figure out how much they weigh. Then I'm a genius, Doug.
I know you are. You have strong feelings about veterinarians. I want to tell you a story. We have two barn cats on the farm. One of them is a cat I really like. Frank, I've never been much of a cat person, but I do like this one. A very good, very kind of loving cat. It was somebody abused it. We don't know who. We had to have her fixed up. She had a cracked pelvis or something, and now she's fine. But there's another cat there. They hadn't been neutered, so I said to the kid that runs the feeding area for the animals, get the cat spayed. So he brings her down to the vet, and they say, okay, it's going to be $200 for this. And then while they're in there, they conveniently call up and say, well, there's a hernia in there, and while we're in there, why don't we fix it? And so I said, well, how much is it going to cost? The guy says, $400. And I said, you're already in there. What's going to cost $400? Oh, well, we have a price for this and a price for that. So I said, nope. Now, sew it back up. I'm not spending $600-something on a cat. And I found out that the reason that I had my instincts, the cat has AIDS. I didn't really know. Did you know?
Yeah, feline AIDS, sure.
Huh? How the hell does the cat get AIDS?
It's a different form, and it's transformed from one cat to another, but people don't have to worry about getting it from a cat, so don't worry about that aspect of it.
No.
Yeah, it's been around for years. Feline AIDS has been around for quite a while, and very often there are little sanctuaries that only will accept feline-positive cats. This way they can keep them together. Yeah. So, you know, it's interesting, though. My feeling about vets is, for the most part, they're the most amazing people in the world. Imagine dealing with an illness or a sickness, and they can't tell you where it hurts or how it feels.
Yeah, that's true. But there's some of the charges of some of these vets, though, Warren.
Right. You're exactly right, especially where I live in Los Angeles, for example. If I the cost between getting a veterinarian, where I live on the west side, Santa Monica, the cost difference between getting a dog spayed and neutered on the west side versus mm-hmm. getting a dog spayed and neutered in the valley is probably about $200 or $300 difference. I mean, you have to shop around, but you have to make sure the vet you're going to is really qualified. Check them out.
There are clinics, though, that'll do it for $19.
Most shelters. My friend Joey, I mean, he has who owns Lucy Petfoot. He does it all the time.
Yeah.
He has a big van that goes around and free spay and neuter at the shelter. So there are options out there. There's no reason that no dog or cat should not be spayed or neutered.
Absolutely. Well, be careful when you go in. The charges, they said it was going to be a charge of $200. By the time we were done, just the neutering was $400.
Yeah.
It gets to be wacko. The president's
beforehand.
Yeah, exactly. President's dogs were booted from the White House. Are you surprised about that? They were too aggressive.
I wasn't surprised at all. They weren't socialized enough. You know, it's going from one house to another house, one location to another location. They needed more socializing, more time to adjust.
Right. All right, there's the word. Warren Eckstein. Check out thepetshow.com. 59.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.